discussion. That's KnockoutRadio/TalkingSports.
This is Paulie with the Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book.
The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book is giving out free masks. Just call 727-804-6082. If you need a mask, we'll get it to you for free. That's our donation back to the community. The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book. Free masks. 727-804-6082. Free masks. The Brian Cash Claus Coupon Book.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
In the studio. I don't know if we're back in the USSR. I hope not. But I'll tell you what, it's starting. I'm Paul Molloy. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works. It's the Paul Molloy Show. I'm here along with my buddy and my partner, who also returned from the hinterland, Big Ed Davis.
I played that because we'll be just changing one letter in that. It'll be, instead of USSR, it'll be USSA, United Socialist States of America.
Yeah, Ed always picks out very good music. You know, he's got good taste when it comes to our music on the show.
By the way, Andrew had called me and put his 2 cents in it last night.
He
wanted me to play Revolution.
I tell you what, isn't it interesting as we sit here on a Friday, thinking about what has gone on since Tuesday, it seems like, I don't know, you know, sometimes when it's like time flies between Tuesday and Friday, do you think, Ed, it seems like it's dragged?
Yeah, Tuesday was a month ago.
Exactly. Yeah, it was. We've got a lot. It's a jam-packed show. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the election and the what-ifs and the what-can happens. You know, there's that, too. We're going to keep our eye on the big board. How many electoral votes are still out there? Can Donald Trump possibly, at this point, overtake Joe Biden? Can you go into precincts? Can you go into states and uncount votes? Because that's what Donald Trump is now faced with if he wants to win the election. They have to figure out a way to uncount votes. Will the U.S. Supreme Court become involved like it was in 2000? Can they make a difference for Donald Trump? Many, many questions. We're going to be talking with Zach Smith of the Heritage Foundation in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about the dangers of losing our Electoral College. Now, keep in mind that Biden is about 3 million votes ahead in the popular vote right now. So if it came down to just a popular vote, he would have won this election. We wouldn't be going through all of this. But the Electoral College is one of the pinnacles of our democracy. So stay tuned for this. I think you're going to find it very interesting. And a lot of Republicans licking their wounds this morning as the late returns, especially from inner city precincts in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, are trending toward Joe Biden's way. Excuse me. We are going to talk with the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Cerasi, about his emotions this morning, and does he still believe President Trump can pull out a win? That'll be a little bit later in the show. And great job numbers. Great job numbers this morning. Maybe too little too late, but the stock market continuing to fly high. Why is that? Why is that when it looks like Biden and Kamala Harris are going to occupy the White House? We're going to talk about that. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 worst colleges in America. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Just call for your appointment. Guys, you'll get the best haircut in Tampa Bay if you do. 727-733-3773. 733-3773. And don't forget, I am delighted to follow a great program, Good Morning Clearwater. Monday through Friday, they are on 8 to 10 a.m. here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Paul and Tracy Allen, let them start off your day. They'll have the latest in news. They'll have the latest in entertainment. They talk politics. They also create beautiful posters. I have one. They create beautiful flyers, business cards, banners. Actually, I have a banner, not a poster. It's a beautiful banner. So you could get one, too. Just contact them. You can contact them through the radio station here. Good Morning Clearwater. All right. So, Ed, are you feeling a little lighter in the wallet right now, or dare I ask you how you feel about what is going on so far?
I feel lighter in the brain right now because I've had enough.
Haven't we all?
I just don't want to even watch TV. You know, it's just...
Exactly.
It's the back and forth and back and forth and... And but I mean, you bring up the are there going to be lawsuits, whatever? At some point, we're going to need some proof, you know, for this to go on, or we're just going to have to accept it, you know. And if it doesn't come in the next week or so, then you just have to accept it. But I understand him, you know, he's wanting to find out what happened in Nevada, and now all of a sudden Georgia has swung Biden's way and whatnot, and. He says it's all voter fraud. I need some proof to
That's
get behind
exactly
that.
Right.
So,
and as we said, how do you uncount votes once they're done? Now, they certify every election, and that means that they will, you know, they'll go through another counting process in some of these states. But let's be honest, and I've been around knowing Chicago politics for a while, every inner city in this country, every inner city in their precincts, I think, fudges things. I really believe it. And you're just stuck with that. That's the nature of the beast. It's been that way for a long time.
I'm really surprised, even though he won Florida, he did not win Pinellas County. You know, with
isn't
all the rallies that I saw, I mean...
Isn't that interesting?
I don't, you know, isn't I understand from Ron, it was close.
It had to be right on the... You but, know, I have not seen any numbers. Have you seen any specific numbers in Pinellas?
I think Ron, we had Ron on the other day, he
You're talking about Ron Ogden.
Yeah, Ron Ogden.
Okay, he's from the North Pinellas.
Democratic. I'm sorry about that.
Republican. soon to turn to the Democratic Club. But right now it's Republican.
He said, we brought that up, that he was surprised with all the rallies we saw with Trump and the boat parade and everything, that he didn't win Pinellas County. He said, I want to say... He said it was like maybe 1,000, 2,000 votes or something
that's
like
just
that.
You know, that's just a hair.
But still, I mean, it just seemed
Now, that
strange.
Goes to what we have been talking about. We have seen Trump generate enthusiasm in every rally.
Yeah.
We have seen the enthusiasm. And yet, in this case, the silent majority must have been Democrats. Usually we think of them as Republicans.
I just, you know, with all the technology we have in this day and age, we ought to be able to track our vote. You know, whether it's, you know, you sign up with your email and you can go and make sure that your vote counted as you did, as you put it in the machine.
I agree.
I
if we can run our country on credit cards being
sure.
swiped.
Yep.
With all the information that they possess and somehow do it so people aren't robbed.
Yeah.
And we have a, you know, of course, we're talking about the free market coming up with it. I agree with you. Why can't we have a voting card that we can do that the same way? And you can literally do a swipe somewhere,
right.
and you know that it's accurate or something.
Right.
Maybe that's coming down the road. I don't know. But we're still in the old-fashioned. But, you know, I go back and forth, Ed, because this mailing system, you know, it used to be everybody went to the polls.
Yeah.
And that way, I think it was harder to be fraudulent.
And why is it these four states that are lingering, that they're all lingering at the same time? You know, we're still waiting. And I know that Fulton County in Atlanta, they had a pipe burst or something like that, so they were delayed 6 hours. But That's 6 hours. You can't make that up in a day. It takes you, you know, 4 or 5 days to make that up. Come on.
What, no.
What is going
They're
on?
They're all that way, aren't they?
You know?
Look at Nevada. Nevada still, why just, is it taking so long? Well, they got all the mail-ins there.
I know they're saying there was a lot more people are voting and everything like that. Yeah, more people voting. You know, Paul, when I went down and I voted after the remote, I was in and out of there.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes. I was the second person in line. I signed for my ballot, went in there, voted, and I was out within 10 minutes.
Isn't that something? Well, that speaks to how many people voted by mail, correct?
Could be, yes.
Here in Florida, but we have the mailing system down well. We've been doing it,
yeah.
So we know how to do it,
right?
And nobody complained about it here, and we were able to with so many people. We still knew what happened in the whole state of Florida by the end of the election day.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing. I don't think these other states that are now trying mailing in know what they're doing yet.
Yeah, and look at Pennsylvania. They went till 10:30 and then they sent everybody home that night.
Isn't that stupid?
I mean, I want a guard.
You got to get that thing done.
I want a guard on those ballots, and then I want a guard on the guard.
There are so many factors. We're going to take our break. We're going to talk a little bit about the whole concept of the Electoral College. Is the Electoral College in deep trouble? Jack Smith will be here to talk about it.
Here she comes.
Here she comes.
That little town flirt.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
To Old East Channel Radio every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Do you remember the 50s, 60s, and 70s? Well, we'll be playing the greatest hits as well as plenty of songs from the B-side. This show is sure to bring back memories. So pull out your record collection, adjust your antenna, and listen to Old East Channel Radio Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Varshu.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
We are back on a Friday, 3 days after the election. Are we licking our wounds or are we dancing in the street? Depends, of course, on your perspective. But we are delighted to have Zach Smith join us. He is a legal fellow at the Mies Center of the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit about the Electoral College and whether or not it is in trouble. Zach, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thanks so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you coming on. I think this is such a good time, I guess, to talk about the concept of the Electoral College. If it were not for the Electoral College, let's be honest, we wouldn't be, we would know who the winner of this election was because Joe Biden has pretty easily won the popular vote. But because of the Electoral College, we're still sitting here today. Your thought on that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in fact, if we didn't have the Electoral College, it would really come down to just a few major population centers like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami, that would really determine the winner of the presidency every 4 years. And so, you know, I appreciate you having this conversation now, because I think it is a very important one to have, and really highlights how the Electoral College works, and to my mind, why it's so important, because it really provides people in other parts of the country, outside of those few major metropolitan areas, an opportunity to meaningfully participate in the presidential elections every 4 years.
Indeed. And when the Founding Fathers were gathering to figure out this country, the manner of electing the president was one of the biggest, I guess they really got into it about this. You know, how were you going to figure out who was going to be elected? And they struggled, and I'm looking at some of the things on your very good website that talks about, they struggled to figure out how they could satisfy, you know, each state's demand for how to be involved in this. Go ahead. I want you to talk a little bit about that, if you could.
No, that's exactly right. And as you mentioned, my colleagues in the Mies Center put out a fantastic booklet called The Essential Electoral College earlier this year that explains the background to the Electoral College, how it works, why it's so important. And so I definitely recommend that to you and your listeners. Please go to heritage.org, check it out. It's just a wealth of information. But to your point, you're exactly right. It was a point of contention. How the president was going to be elected was a major point. You know, were we going to follow the British model, where Congress, you know, kind of the descendant of Parliament, would select the president? Would we have direct election? And so what the founders settled on was something in between, the Electoral College, where basically when we cast our votes for president, we are in fact casting our votes for a slate of electors who will then in turn cast their Electoral College votes for the presidency. And so, again, this was a way the Founding Fathers balanced the competing interests, removed the election of the presidency a step away from direct democracy, the popular vote, and really helped ensure that the entire country, everyone in every state, could meaningfully participate in the presidential elections whenever they came about.
Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, it served us well for so many years since the founding of our country. And unfortunately, today it's come under attack, and there's a very real threat to it in terms of the national popular vote movement.
Indeed. We're talking with Zach Smith. He is a legal fellow at the Great Mies Center of the Heritage Foundation, about whether or not the Electoral College is in trouble. You know, I just marvel when I think about this, how prescient our Founding Fathers were. They were worried at that time about states, you know, that had maybe more voting strength than others. And look what we have now. If it were not for the Electoral College, look at California or New York. And how they would influence this because of the large populations here in Florida as well. And they were way back then trying, you know, had figured this out.
No, that's exactly right. And unfortunately, again, you know, the Electoral College has taken a lot of heat today and in the past several elections. And there is a movement that I think it's important for you and your listeners to kind of pay attention to, because it's really going to be pushed very aggressively in the next several years. It's called the National Popular Vote Movement. It's a movement where people are trying to get state legislatures to commit their state's Electoral College votes to the winner of the national popular vote. And really what they're trying to do is circumvent the Constitution, if you will, without a constitutional amendment. And so this movement has already gained traction in many states. We saw it adopted in Colorado most recently. And there are only a few more states needed before it, under the terms of the compact, it would become effective. And so it's definitely something to keep on the radar, because I anticipate, you know, in 2 years, 4 years, we're going to hear a lot more talk about this movement.
I think you're right. Actually, would they not have to have 3/4 of the states to vote this thing in, you know, as an amendment to our Constitution? How would that work exactly? I mean, we've got all these states, and you're right about Colorado. They're banding together with a bunch of other states, so that they could say the total of all those states' votes would then be the determining factor, and all the electoral votes would go, I guess, to one or the other. But don't they have to go through, you know, the amendment process in the Constitution?
Well, that's how it's supposed to work. You know, if we want to change the Electoral College, we follow the procedures for amending the Constitution that's laid out in the Constitution. Unfortunately, this was an idea that a clever, you know, a supposedly clever law professor came up with, a way to amend the Constitution without formally amending it, because states do have broad leeway in determining how they allocate their electoral votes. And so I'm sure, you know, we've all heard a lot the past few days, you need 270 electoral college votes to win the presidency. And so what this compact has said, whenever states whose electoral college votes totaling 270 all agree to this, those states will then pledge their votes to the national, to the winner of the national popular vote, and essentially accomplish in this way what probably could not be accomplished by constitutional amendment, in that the winner of the national popular vote would be assured to also be the winner of the Electoral College.
You know, I'm just thinking, though, if they tried to do that, let's say they got enough states to total 270 or more, then they say, okay, now we're going to vote as a block. Well, aren't they still bumping up against the tenets of the Electoral College and a way of changing that? Couldn't the official count still be held state by state? You know what I mean? I mean, can they just overrule what's already on the books just by banding together as individual states?
Well, they could potentially, because what would happen, you know, Colorado, for instance, what they would do is essentially require their electors, regardless of who Colorado voters selected as their preferred candidate, they would require their electors to cast their ballots for whoever won nationally.
Now I understand. So each state, so they could say, look, we're still agreeing to the terms of the Constitution, each of our states, you know, but we've required in our state, we've required our electors to dance to this tune rather than to just look. Of course, then you could have the, these are what ifs. You could have rogue electoral college voters say, I'm not going to do that, you know.
Well, you could potentially, but, you know, this past term, the Supreme Court actually talked about rogue electors and said that states can, in fact, punish or penalize electors who do not follow their state's instructions for how to cast their ballots. Mm-hmm. And so then you're also bumping into the very real possibility that Colorado could pass this law and then could, in fact, punish their electors if they don't follow through and cast their votes for the winner of the national popular vote. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you know, I think it's important to realize this is a way of basically trying to circumvent the constitutional amendment process, and in my mind, would do great harm to our country by kind of going about it this way.
Right. We're talking with Zach Smith. Again, he is a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Zach, so what's the answer? How do we stop this other than try to talk the states out of it? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I think it's important, first and foremost, for voters in each state to pay attention. If there's a ballot referendum on the issue, to vote against it. If they have state legislators who are supportive of this idea, to vote against them, to lobby them not to move forward with this legislation. Because right now, not enough states have passed this, but as it gains steam, there's going to be increasing pressure on those states that haven't yet passed it to come on board and join those other rogue states that are out there doing this. Mm-hmm. And so definitely everyone needs to pay attention, be attuned to this, and not let it slip through the cracks.
Do you think it's mostly like a Republican versus Democrat issue? Like virtually all Republicans want to keep the Electoral College and the Democrats want to get rid of it?
Well, as our country currently stands in terms of political makeup, you know, it certainly seems like the Democratic Party would benefit more from the popular vote mechanism than the Republicans, simply because a lot of those major population centers like New York, Chicago, L.A., Miami tend to be Democratic strongholds. Now, of course, that can change over time, but at least in the near term, you know, it certainly seems to benefit one party more than the other.
Right. It certainly has. This is Well, I know we'll be talking more about this down the road, Zach. It's such an intriguing and important conversation. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right. Zach Smith, Heritage Foundation. All right. We're going to take our break. And when we come back, a lot of Republicans licking their wounds this morning as those late returns from the inner city precincts are trending towards Joe Biden. We're going to be talking with the proprietor of the barber pole about all of it, Andrew Ceresi.
Outside of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We'll concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on a Friday, 3 days after the great event. By the way, look at the stock market. Stock market's up about 500 plus points. The U.S. added 638,000 jobs last month. They were expected to add about 570,000. Great numbers. Great numbers. Everything's going well. The stock market, maybe it's, I wonder if it's too little too late. In the meantime, the voting in Pennsylvania and Georgia has taken a turn against Donald Trump. And a federal judge has reportedly dismissed an emergency injunction brought by Trump to stop the counting of votes in Philadelphia that said that election workers ignored an earlier court ruling over the election observers. So, Andrew the Master Barber, I saw, we sat with you on Tuesday, and we were pretty excited. We were hopeful. How do you feel, if I might ask, how do you feel right now?
I feel head, Paul. I feel head. I don't think there's nothing honest about this election. I think the people have been had, and I think we're going to have to do something about this, Paul.
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this, Paul, and no matter what the outcome is, okay, the Republican Party still has a lot of rhinos, okay? I mean, how many Republicans have stood up for Trump right now in this whole situation, other than Ron DeSantis and Lindsey Graham?
Not too many. I'm not listening or hearing too many.
Okay. That's telling me that a lot of these Republicans are involved. They have no backbone whatsoever. Where's Marco Rubio? Okay. Where's Mitch McConnell? How come none of these people are speaking up, Paul?
Well, of course, if you think about it, what would they say at this point? The administration has the bully pulpit or the bullhorn or whatever you want to call it right now. I think that they are diplomatically laying back because What good would it serve McConnell to stand up and say something about the election right now? What good would it be for Marco Rubio? I don't know that it would help anything.
Well, Paul, you know, at this point, what I'm actually thinking, no matter what the outcome is, I don't trust a lot of the Republican Party, number one. I mean, look at Florida. We happened to win, but I think it was most of the people and the volunteers that took care of the business in the state. But you know what? Trump has got 70 million followers. When he first ran for election, he needed the Republican Party, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Now he's got 70 million followers. I believe Trump is the Republican Party, okay? Mm-hmm. And without Trump, the Republican Party is going to be nothing. I think no matter what the outcome of this election is, I think Trump should form a third party.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Third parties have historic...
He's got 70 million backers, Paul.
Yes, but they're Republicans that will just...
Let me tell you something. These are Republicans that just would have followed the Republican Party because they don't like the Democrats. They went out in force because of President Trump, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I firmly believe that.
Well, maybe we shouldn't completely give up yet. Now we still.
Oh, I'm not giving up because I believe Trump is playing chess with these people. I do not underestimate anything he does. Okay, I'm hoping he had these people set up. That would be great.
Well, I
need to just wait until the end.
I'm thinking about, for example, Arizona was called, but that doesn't mean that Arizona, by a couple of television stations, basically, that doesn't mean that Arizona is actually for sure in Biden's camp. And you have, if I'm not mistaken, looking at the numbers, I think you got 11 electoral votes in Arizona. And if Biden is ahead right now and only six behind, if he loses those electoral votes, he'll be 17 behind what he needs. And you could add them then to the Trump column. So you see what I mean? It's a 20
plus. Well, I understand 20 what you're
plus.
Saying, Paul, but why is it that every time they have these extra mail-in ballots come in, they always are for Biden or for the Democrats?
Because what
How
they...
How come you never hear that the Republicans, the Republicans, they are full of crap, Paul.
Well, here's
we are being had, and I think you're going to see something go down over this.
All right, but there is one reason also, and that is because precincts that are in inner cities, just by their very nature, because there are so many votes to count, as opposed to outside of and suburbs and rural areas, you can get the vote in quickly there in the different precincts. You can't do it inside a Chicago precinct or a L.A. precinct or a Philadelphia precinct. It does take longer. It really does.
Well, how did they do it for years, Paul? How did they do it for years?
Well,
no
here's
problem. Now all of a sudden you've got these problems.
Here's what I think. I think that every inner city precinct has a bit of corruption in it. In major city, I do. Now remember, I'm from Chicago. They did it all the time there. They do it in Philadelphia. They did it to Romney. But you know what? He wasn't going to win the state of Pennsylvania anyway, so nobody investigated it. Now,
right.
When it's this close, now we're looking under the rock. And the rock is the inner city precinct. And when you open up a rock that's been doing this for, it's been sitting like this for generations, you know what you're going to find under there? Scary stuff. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. And so maybe in the long run, by investigating it, maybe we can start soaping out some of these precincts. I don't know. Your thought?
Paul, the corruption has got to go. This has been going on for 35 years. This is nothing that just started now. And as far as I'm concerned, there's been as many Republicans in bed with the Democrats trying to push a globalist economy and screwing over the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is where I'm saying at my point, Trump does not need the Republican Party no more. The Republican Party needs Trump.
You know,
this is where I say when something happens, we need to split away and start a third party 70 million strong.
Wow. We're talking with the Master Barber. And he is the leader of the Barber Poll, Mainstream America's Feelings, and he feels we should form a third party. Now, what about this idea, Andrew? So Biden, let's say he wins, and he serves 4 years, if he lives through 4 years, or isn't put in a rest home. And then Trump comes back in 2024. What do you think? Do you think that Trump might run again as a Republican?
I thought about that, but there's no need as a Republican. I think we need to divorce ourselves from the Republican Party, start 70 million strong.
But you won't be able to win. Because you are divorcing yourself. Think about it. Think about it. You're splitting the Republican vote. You're not going to win. I think they're going to follow Trump. Andrew,
you're not going to win.
He's going to have to stay in the Republican Party and win it back again, because you will, by splitting the Republicans right now. Look how close it is right now with the Republican Party intact. If you split,
Paul, let me ask you a question. If that was Romney running right now, it wouldn't even be that close. He would have rolled over and played dead a long time ago.
Well, regardless. Now, here's what I'm thinking. There are three P's involved in why Donald Trump is probably not going to be in the White House in January. Number one is the pandemic. The pandemic, no matter who's in power and how good a job they've done, ask Herbert Hoover when the stock market crashed in 1929. He had nothing to do with it, but ask him what happened to him. The second thing is the press. If the press were the least bit objective, which they were not, I think it could have swung the tide the other way. But we got a constant barrage for 4 years about what a crook and a racist and everything else and a swindler that Donald Trump was, correct? And then the third, personality. Personality of Donald Trump. Likeability, whether we want to talk about it or not, is always a factor. And if you're on the fence, you're going to look at somebody's personality. And let's be honest, Donald Trump turns off a lot of people with his boasting and his personality. And I think those are the three things. Your thought?
My thought. Paul, the American people are in for a rude awakening if this moron gets in. I can't wait to see the expression on their face when the gas is up to $5 a gallon again. They're being taxed at a rate they can't afford to pay. They're going to be left with nothing. And I can't wait to see if this idiot shuts the country down again. These people are going to be crying on their hands and knees, Paul. Mm-hmm. They're pathetic.
Have you noticed, though, that we're going to still keep, I say we, the Republicans are going to keep the Senate. They're going to keep the Senate, which means Mitch McConnell and the Republicans will have the majority. They have gained seats in the House, which means that your buddy Nancy Pelosi may have to take her false teeth out of the chair of the House Majority Leader.
Well, you got a lame duck president.
But think about it. If you've got a lame duck president. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, and nothing will happen except the gas will go up.
But why will the gas go up? Why? Look at the stock market.
The stock market, Paul, is strong right now for one reason. Because Wall Street wants a stimulus so that people go out and spend money, Paul. I don't trust Wall Street either, buddy.
No, I it's not so much trusting Wall Street. It's the greed angle. And they realize that when there is all of this, head knocking between McConnell and the Senate, I mean, nothing gets done if the Senate doesn't agree to it. No matter if Biden wants it desperately and Pelosi and the House want it desperately, all the Senate has to do is to say no, and we get nothing presented to the president. I'm thinking that the stock market sees this, and that's why they have responded so positively.
Well, you know, Paul?
Yeah?
Kavanaugh and Amy, the two judges that are appointed.
Yes.
You know what they were
Amy
doing
Coney
in 2000,
Bear.
Don't you?
Go ahead. What were they doing?
In 2000, they were part of the Bush's attorneys in Florida going for the voter fraud.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
They were involved
I think they're there for a reason, and I think we're going to get something done with this voter fraud. I'm not done with what Donald Trump is planning. I think there's more to it. We don't know it yet. I do not underestimate him.
Yeah. I hope you're right. And again,
I hope I am too, Paul.
Yeah, I know you do. And again, maybe in the long run, by lifting up that rock as to what's going on in the inner cities, and we've been ignoring it. Come on. We've been ignoring this problem for years.
They've been burning them down. We should have destroyed them when they were burning them down a long time ago, Paul, instead of letting them get away with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the precincts and the way the voting is done.
Yeah, I'm talking about what was going on in the cities.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I understand.
We let them, Paul, we let them get away with it. We let them get away with it. They've been getting away with it for years. And I really think that there are red coals on the fire, and the Democrats are fanning that fire like you've never seen, and it's about ready to explode into fire. I don't know when or where, but I think it's going to happen.
Do you think that there's a chance because of all of this and how close everything was? I mean, we always talk about whether or not certain states want to, like, dare I say the word, break away or secede and this, that, and the other thing. Do you think state by state that could happen, or do you think it's more of a like a group schism? Do you know what I mean?
I think it's going to be a group, Paul. Like, yeah. I say, you're starting to see a lot of Americans really upset with what's going on. It's like I'm telling you, I do not believe in the life of me that 70 million people would vote for that moron. Are the American people that stupid? I'm beginning to believe they are, Paul. And you know what I did this morning?
What's
that? I got my 25-foot flag pole out front, and I went and hung my flag upside down. You know what that means?
Yes, we're in distress.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah. I don't blame you for feeling that way, Andrew. You know, you've done a great job. Let me ask you this, though. Apparently, Pinellas County went for Biden.
You don't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Huh? You know why, Paul? Because we got these morons that moved down here from New York and people that came from California that hated it the way it was over there, but they still got their stupid liberal ways.
You think they wouldn't bring those with them, knowing how...
No, they brought them with them in the back of their suitcase. Believe me, that's how stupid they are.
Yeah, I was very surprised. We really felt Pinellas was going to go Republican. And especially since Florida, you know, what did Trump win by 3 or 4 percentage points? I mean...
And here you got Pinellas County.
Pinellas County went the other way.
Well, you know why? You got St. Pete and you got Dunedin, Paul.
Is Dunedin?
What do you have in those? It's nothing but a liberal city.
Is Dunedin a liberal city? Okay.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, give me a break. You don't know that?
Well, I kind of thought
so. Go walk down Main Street one night and tell me.
With my purse?
There you go.
All right, my friend. Hey, it's always great. I'm so glad you're a part of this show. And you know what? We're going to stand together and fight together. Thank you so much.
Oh, there's no question, Paul. I'm not done yet. Believe
me. I know
me. You're
not. We know.
All right, buddy.
All right. May the Trump be with you.
You too, my friend.
Okay. The Master Barber. The Master Barber. Ed, do you feel the same way that the Master Barber feels right now? Or do you feel you have a different feeling about everything?
No, I think you about summed it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Him and I were talking just before we went on air, and I said, you know, at some point, going to need a little proof here. And he seems to think that Trump has got proof somewhere.
Yeah.
And wouldn't do this without some sort of proof.
Yeah, I think, I think Arizona, actually, there's a shot here in Arizona. And that takes away 11 votes from Biden. I don't know about Georgia. Georgia's got more than that. They're more heavily populated.
It seems like we knew Georgia.
16.
We knew Georgia and North Carolina were going to be swing states. But they both paused at the same time. You know, Georgia supposedly they ran over because of the water pipe burst in Fulton County.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah,
and which was a heavily populated Democratic city.
You think
city.
There's a little chicanery?
And then but what's North Carolina's excuse? Then North Carolina's governor comes out before the election even starts, and all but guarantees that Biden is going to win the state.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Like I said,
that was also scary that he said.
I'm not much of a conspiracy theory. I mean, I think there are some out there. Kennedy's one of them.
Why are they papering over windows in the Philadelphia precincts and not allowing people to get close enough to?
I saw that too.
That bothers me.
I saw that too.
That bothers me. Anyway, we got to take our final break. It'll be a short one. We're going to come back. We're going to talk not only about the top 10. Ed's going to tell us about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the TAN Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great, great TAN Talk Radio Network. But if you cannot listen to us live, you are entitled to go to our website and listen to our shows on podcast, thanks to Big Ed. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com. OurFreedomWorks.com. By the way, Ed, did you hear that our buddy over in the Kremlin, Vladimir Putin, may have Parkinson's disease? Did you hear about
really?
That?
Really? No, I did not.
Yeah. The Kremlin has rejected as untrue a report in Britain's newspaper which suggested Putin may have Parkinson's and be poised to quit early next year. Wow. They cited a professor, a Russian political pundit, who suggested earlier this week on a Moscow radio station that Putin was under pressure from his entourage to step down. If I were that professor, I would watch what I was eating.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Ed, before we go to our top 10, by the way, it's a great one, top 10 worst colleges in America. I want to talk to you about let's get off politics for a second. Let's talk a little bit about sports. And what's going on with our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend?
We've got a big game. Everybody's going to be watching Sunday night, that's for sure. I'll tell you that. Because the Saints come to town.
Oh, the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Now, we already played them at the beginning of the year, right?
First game of the year and lost.
And it was a kind of a close game, wasn't it? Or was
yeah, it was
okay.
Close.
So what do you think? Are we going to win this game?
It's going to be interesting. With now, Antonio Brown will play his first game as a Buccaneer. We don't know what
now
to expect
on the
wide receiver
yeah.
that's been in trouble, and
yeah.
So it gives him another weapon. I don't know. I think the Bucs will win it. I think on the ground game, and this is turf, natural turf, and Breeze and the Saints, they don't play well on natural turf.
They don't, huh?
No,
they're used to that artificial stuff.
Yeah, it's fast.
So is this reuniting Brady and Brown, Antonio Brown? Is this reuniting
yes.
them? Okay.
Well, they're making a big thing of it. He only caught one touchdown pass for him in one game in New England, and then he was suspended. Yes.
Oh.
Not like they had some long, affair. The fact is that when they signed Brown, he's staying at Brady's house.
What's Brown's problem? Has he got domestic trouble?
Yeah, he's got an anger problem. He's...
He slaps people around.
Yeah, he had something going with a moving company. He threw some furniture off the balcony and just being an a-hole, that in general.
Do you think he's going to continue that, or do you think that they can keep him under control?
Bruce Arians, head coach, has made it very clear that if there's any shenanigans, you're gone.
I see.
He had that whole thing when he was out at the
sometimes,
the Raiders.
Yeah, sometimes when you get somebody like him, he disrupts the rest of the flow
exactly.
of the team.
Exactly. That's who we were worried about. When he went out to the Raiders there, he never even played a game. And John Gruden put up with all the shenanigans, for a few weeks with Hard Knocks being on HBO and, his feet being peeling because he tried to have that ice therapy or whatever it's called with a freezer and his
why don't
his
they
skin
freeze
was,
his brain a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe he won't do his crazy
and then he didn't like the way his helmet fit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's because he's a head case.
He wanted to wear his original helmet, and that one's been deactivated because of the safety features, and he didn't like the new one, and he refused to wear the new one, and, whole thing.
I hope he's not a big disruptor.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens, right? All right, my friend. Top 10 worst colleges in America. This comes from Unpuzzle Finance. And there's a lot of colleges that are bad. Uh-oh. Wait till you hear some of these. You ready? Here we go. Number 10. Martin Luther College. Not Martin Luther King College. Okay. The original Martin Luther College. This is in New Ulm, Minnesota. You didn't go to that college, did you?
No.
Okay. Well, if you go there, your return on investment, 20 years later, they somehow figured it out, is you lose $123,000.
Wow.
As in, you shouldn't have gone there.
No.
Maybe the company. All right, number 9. You ever heard of Claflin University in Orangeburg, South Carolina?
Nope.
If you sneeze as you go by, you probably would miss it. Yeah. You would lose $133,900 by going there after 20 years. Number 8. Wheelock. I mean, I've never heard of these places. No wonder. Worst colleges. Yeah. Wheelock College in Boston. Now, Boston's the home of great universities.
Yeah.
But don't go to Wheelock. If you take a right from Harvard, you end up at Wheelock. Yeah. Don't take a right from Harvard. All right, number 7. Voorhees College. I didn't even know there was such a city in South Carolina. Denmark, South Carolina. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't either.
Voorhees, that's Jason's college, isn't it?
It could be. It's located in Denmark, in the middle of South Carolina. Has only 600 students. Based on their testimonials, they love their education time there. I can see why they're not getting educated. Mm. Number 6. How about Talladega College in Talladega, Alabama? You've heard of Talladega?
Yep, I have.
I guess you go to Talladega College to learn how to drive a racing car.
Mm.
What do you think? All right, number 5. Lindsey Wilson College, of course. Oh, yeah, we all know Lindsey Wilson College in Columbia, Kentucky. Except if you go there after 20 years, you'll lose $161,000. Number 4, the Maine College of Art, just one art, Maine College of Art, Portland. I've been to Portland, but don't go there to the Maine College of Art. Got the wrong art. All right, number 3, Miles College in Fairfield, Alabama. Let's see. What do we know about Miles? It's historically black liberal arts. The most shocking thing about this college is its low graduation rate, 17%. Ah, that's not good. Number 2, Springfield College. Springfield, Massachusetts. Now, you would think that has a nice name to it. Why wouldn't that be a good one? Springfield is a private school. It was founded in 1885. Mostly known for its athletic programs, basketball mostly. Apparently, they're on the court and not in the class, right?
Right.
All right. Ed, there's no way you know it, so I'm not even going to ask you. I would not know. You want to guess anyway?
Billy Bob Votek.
How did you know Billy Bob Votek was there? You're not far wrong. Mm. You're not far wrong. It's Mississippi Valley State University. You've heard of that one, I bet.
Mississippi Valley State?
Correct. It's in Edabena, Mississippi.
Is that the one that Jerry Rice went to? Mississippi Valley State.
I think it is. Mississippi Valley State is best known for its successful football program.
Okay.
And, seriously, marching band. They've got a great marching band.
Wow.
They've produced a significant amount of professional athletes, and I believe you're right.
Wow.
That the greatest wide receiver of all time went there. I think he's the greatest. Jerry Rice.
Yeah, a lot of these colleges that you named were probably the ones that big schools like University of Florida scheduled for their homecoming game and beat the heck out of them.
Beat the heck out of them.
70 to nothing.
Yeah. I mean, these are the ones, unfortunately, that they get paid, you know,
they
for
get a lot of money, though.
They get that's money the out of it, so they get stomped on, and that's the way it goes. All right, my friends. Hey, it's not over until it's over, and it ain't over yet. Keep your fingers crossed. We will be back on Monday. Remember, freedom does work.
Don't
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.